The Midrash says that man is evenly balanced, one half water and one half blood. When he is deserving, they are even. If he's in a state of sin, the water exceeds and he has a condition of dropsy. If he's in a state of rebellion, the blood exceeds and he's in a state of leprosy.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know it is. That's why I just said it.
From when they stabbed him on the cross and blood and water came out. Yeah. That was kind of
probably an equal part.
Yeah.
Now, this the test of the man's condition between dropsy or leprosy is compared to a vegetable garden in which a spring flows. If the spring flows openly, the vegetables are dark, i.e. ripe. If the spring ceases or is dammed up, then the vegetables fade and turn white. Now, from the standpoint of what has happened with regard to us as a body, it's the same thing that happened with Miriam with regard to leprosy. The scriptures say that the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again when she was struck with leprosy for her rebellion. So the fact that the people journeyed not, the cloud had to have been down. And so again, even in the fact that the people journeyed not, it was a condition of God's mercy, or a revelation of it. Now from our standpoint, if we'd have gone ahead and cleansed the lepers last December, we'd have had at the most maybe two or three people in the body. And so from the same token, God's mercy allowed us to have a whole lot of things take place in our lives before the cleansing of the leper. The people journeyed not. We've not spiritually journeyed one inch, if you think about it, since last December. There's been nothing new. There's been no new revelation. There's been no new seeing of the way or the path. There's been people seeing things, but from the standpoint of teaching, it hasn't been that. Again, the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought back in. Now I go through all that. Yes, I do. In Leviticus, it talks about, with regard to the leprosy, it talks about a rising and a scab and a bright spot and then raw flesh. Well, the Midrash refers these to spiritual conditions that are revealed in the history of Israel. The rising refers to Babylon, and the religion of Babylon, because they've risen themselves up. The scab refers to Persia or Media, and it was inflamed by Haman and his activity. The bright spot refers to Greece. She made herself conspicuous. And the raw flesh refers to Edom, because the power is based on the old man. So when we address, these are all of the major enemies of Israel. We've addressed Babylon 1,000 times. We've addressed Egypt 1,000 times. But we haven't addressed Persia or Greek, and we've a little bit addressed Rome or Edom. Excuse me. Do you have any idea what Persia or Media spiritually symbolizes?
Not the parties.
Neither do I.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's
Let's not go there till we find out.
Let's leave Persia a minute. You know what brought grace symbolizes?
I'd say rational.
I mean, grace. These were the kingdoms in Haman's. I mean, in Daniel's dream, the interpretation. Babylon, Persia, Greece, Edom. What's Rome?
Rome was in too. Rome was in.
Edom was Rome.
Rome, or they were interchangeable terms.
So we got two mysteries going on here: Persia and Greece. Let's leave them mysteries for the time. I'm just reviewing some stuff to try to get us caught up to, so we can get the lepers cleansed, all right?
Unique teaching style.
Just shut up, Larry. You remember the scripture where it says that the first thing they do is if the house is suspected of having leprosy, the first thing they do is they shut it up, and then they go and inspect it, and then they certify it, and if it's certified, then they have to... Okay, a house that is shut up conveys uncleanness only from the inside. In other words, you have to go inside the house in order to gain the leprosy or to contact the leprosy. But a house that has been certified as unclean conveys that uncleanness both inside and out. Now, that's the reason from a spiritual standpoint that we see differences. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and say, okay, so-and-so is unclean or shut up, or... The difference is, what happens with regard to the Holy Spirit? If we as a group, because of their rebellion, lay hands on someone and send them off into the world in order that they may see the end of that idolatry, or then they are shut up. You understand? Mm-hmm. If someone leaves and they can only convey uncleanness inside. You understand me? If someone leaves and you know when they leave, then they convey uncleanness to the body inside and out. Because they have been, by the act of their leaving, they have been certified as unclean. Not by me, but by the Holy Spirit. That's why John said, they went out from us, but they no doubt were not of us. For had they been of us, they no doubt would have continued with us. Understand? That's why you will experience it, all of you experience it. When someone leaves, the only reason they can leave, they'll have 1,000 reasons why they leave, but the only reason they'll leave is rebellion. Very quickly, it'll be as though they never lived in your minds. Not because someone taught you that. It's the experiential phenomenon that took place. Now, as much as I hate to admit it, for me, my niece no longer exists. I mean, I'll help her if she's just another Gentile. I'll help her if she's in need. You understand?
Yeah.
It's not something that's preached, it's something that's lived. So the house that's been certified as unclean That's why we send a Patty and Powell to California, or an Ed to Longview, and then to Oklahoma. You got it?
And the, okay, so the Patty and Powell are in, or that kind of a situation, that's where it's been shut up, but it hasn't been certified as lepers.
Right.
Okay. Hoping that something will happen and won't be certified.
And it's inspected again.
Or will be certified. Or, I mean,
that they'll see that they're totally lepers.
Yeah. Now, when a house is unclean, any possession which may be made clean by immersion are taken out before the destruction of the house. Now, that, well, let me go on. If an unclean garment, even the size of an olive, very small garment, is put inside a clean house, the total house becomes unclean. Now, I want you to understand, these have nothing to do with what you believe or think about, you know, what seems reasonable. Go to, everybody get a Bible. 1 Corinthians.
What'd you say? 1 Corinthians?
I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians.
The
20th?
No. 19th. There's not a 19th chapter.
No, no. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And again, for you, if you're taking notes, this is in Isaiah 52, the same thing is repeated. In Revelation 18, when it talks about the harlot, it's repeated. Starting in verse 16. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. The unclean thing, and there's many other scriptures, but that's a good one. The unclean thing has absolutely nothing to do with anything except those that are addressed by the waters of purification. You understand?
Those that are addressed?
Cleansed by the waters of purification. This is not whether or not you have done some terrible sin. This has nothing to do with whether or not you take heroin or a drug addict or an alcoholic or anything else. It has nothing to do with any condition that man deems as not good. To come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing are the three things that we've just gotten through and through studying with regard to the waters of purification. The dead body. The adulterous wife. That's by the waters of
jealousy.
And the leper. You understand? You are free to walk in and touch with impunity any disease, anything, any. I mean, you could. I hate to use this analogy, but you could drink a vial of the liquid body fluids from someone with AIDS, and it could not touch you. But you can't even touch someone that has spiritual leprosy without you being infected. You understand me? Mm-hmm. There is nothing, rattlesnakes, poison, scorpions, atomic bombs can't touch you. And you, how do you know? Well, how do I know who has leprosy? How do I know who has, how do I know about, you? I guarantee you, you will know. Come out, touch not the unclean thing.
You notice he touched me?
Only through your shoe. You, this is big
so this
time.
Is, this is leprosy where people haven't, we're getting to the point where everyone has leprosy, and that's what we see, but it's the total leprosy, right?
Right.
This is kind of seen partially or not at all.
Right. Yeah. The leprous person is the one, remember, the leprous person is the one that thinks they're right after the flesh.
Okay. Well, that's... that's where alliances and things like that, I mean, when you feel the power of those kind of things. And I mean, I know that thing corrupts when you make get in that place, agreeing with somebody after.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about... We are now a people. If I said to this... If I laid these rules on you with regard to the world, you'd have to leave the world.
Yeah, that's why he said not to stop associating with the world, but somebody inside the body had to be dealt with somehow.
Right.
Somebody within the...
Do you understand? There is a standard of behavior, there's a standard, there's a condition within this body that is so awesome. The moment that you think you're right after the flesh. Do you know what? I mean, there's a particular person that has just left Bloom's group that to be, I mean, even if I see that person, I feel unclean. Because their certainty of their rightness is so tremendous, so encompassing, that they are leprous beyond leprosy. Without knowing they're fully leprous. Only raw flesh is showing. You got it?
The people outside the body are just people in need.
They're dead.
It's in another realm.
And the only ones that aren't dead are the ones that you see need. I mean, that doesn't compute to the natural mind. That's why Christ said... Let the dead bury the dead. To the Jew, all of the Gentiles were dead. The only ones that weren't dead were the widows and the orphans.
Yeah.
The ones without a covering and without father or mother.
That's true in experience. Yeah. There's millions of people out there. I don't even know they're out there.
Okay. If an unclean man puts his head into a clean house, just his head, he becomes unclean. The house becomes unclean. If a clean man puts his head into an unclean house, he becomes unclean. That's the cleanness. The unclean thing throughout the New Testament that it's talking about. It's talking about this. It's not talking about smoking.
It's interesting that it's the head.
Well, it's more than the head, but it's just an example. If an unclean man enters a house, all the vessels in it become unclean, except those that are tightly, that are covered to the point of being sealed. You got it? Well, there's all kinds of legal provisions with regard to lepers in synagogues, which they had to be in a separate area and all kinds of measurements, but I don't know what worked all that. Okay. In the leper of the natural, raw flesh caused uncleanness, whatever its color. The flesh was ever and always a token of uncleanness. Remember, the leper, in order to be cleansed, had to be white all the way. This is what it talks about in the New Testament when it talks about walking after the flesh.
Walking as if there's flesh showing in this sense.
Amen. This is what carnality is in the New Testament. You all know now what the state of leprosy is. There's not anyone in this room that hasn't heard enough of it to understand leprosy, raw flesh, etc., etc. I challenge you all to reread the New Testament with and when the words flesh, carnality, occur, understand they're talking about this state of leprosy. Blow your mind. Paul was writing these letters, and the Gospels were written to a people who were totally and completely consumed with the idea of what flesh meant. Raw flesh. We've lost it. And so therefore, when modern man, and when especially modern religious man, reads scriptures like carnality or walking after the flesh, they hear whatever their culture places on them.
Doing some kind of sin.
Yeah. As opposed to seeing that it's directly and intimately associated with the concept of being either clean or unclean, and you only can be in a state of no flesh when you know you're all sin. It's, I mean, I've never, this isn't anything new, I haven't, from the standpoint of what we've always taught, but it's fascinating to see leprosy as the main, in many cases, the main subject of the Pauline letters, if you just know what the words are.
Even when we talk about it meaning responding to sensory perception and stuff, what we see now is it's this rebellion that is, in fact, the raw flesh in this uncleanness situation.
Amen.
That's wild.
And it'll blow your mind. I've reread the New Testament about 3 times since I started studying this. And that's why it says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God, because they're in a state of leprosy.
Yeah.
That's why it says, to walk in the flesh, to fulfill the desires of the flesh, or the lust of the flesh. I mean, it's all leprosy. It's all they're talking about. The flesh is lusting against the spirit. The spirit is lusting against the flesh. Well, it's this fight of rebellion, of leprosy. All right. If one is totally leprous and has gone through the ceremony of cleansing, which hopefully we'll get to in the next couple of days, and the quick raw flesh appears the size of a lentil. Anywhere in his flesh, he is automatically back in the state cut off from the people of Israel. Again, this is just another view that it's either all grace or all law. But some of you are going to get destroyed unless you change and see, because you are always, the raw flesh appears at those pinpoints of self-justification. You understand? The little pinpoints of justifying yourself are that the flesh then, the size of a lentil, is appearing, and you are outside the camp. I hope you all are hearing this. Now, this is really neat. Any condition of doubt with regard to the signs of leprosy, you know, in the beginning of the process, before uncleanness has been established, is regarded as clean. If there's a point, if there's any doubt with regard to whether or not, you know, Larry is justifying himself, our attitude is always, he's clean.
Love believes all things.
Love believes all things. After the uncleanness is established, a condition of doubt is regarded as totally unclean.
In other words, if you look after it's been established, a
great example is.
But you're looking, but they're looking clean now.
Yeah.
If there's doubt.
Oh, yeah. I see.
We had a great example of, that I can't, with Gary. You know, Gary was in effect defined as unclean, and we sent him away during the acid test. And he'd come dancing back how many times?
Four or five times.
And every time he came dancing back, if I had any doubt, he was automatically unclean. Now, I mean, I have doubt about him all the time. But my attitude toward him is he's always clean. Now the same, this is now, we're getting down to the short hairs of love, folks.
This is Wilde's priest's job.
Yeah, because both sides of that.
All these kinds of things, yeah. Deciding who goes.
Both sides of that are love.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
To let somebody back.
All right. Okay, remember if I don't want to go through, you can go study it, but the idea that there's the bright spot, the scab, the rising, and then the raw flesh. Okay?
You don't want to go through those?
I will, but I mean, you can go read them. I mean, those are conditions that are talked about.
Yeah.
It's first a bright spot, then a rising, then a scab, then raw flesh. And then all white. I mean, that's the... The following bright spots, if they're on the leper, are always considered clean. Those that one had before he heard Torah. Those of a heathen who became a convert. And those of a child when it was born. You understand?
It's wild.
Run it by again.
You have your Bibles? Go to Leviticus 13.
This is
rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed, it is a while.
Verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons, the priest. Okay, now, what this is about is if there's any kind of a rising pimple, is what they're talking about, or swelling, any kind. And I'm not, what I'm giving you here is like, if you took all the sand in the sea and put it into one cup, I mean, I'm just touching on leprosy. I mean, there's a thousand things that I had to read to study this. So I'm not going to give you all these conditions. We're seeing types. You understand? So we're talking about, it's easy to define if it's arising, because it's arising. And if it's any kind of rising, that's he has to go see the priest. If it's a scab, it's easy to see a scab. All they're saying is a bright spot has, see, look at Harry's forehead.
Yeah.
If he were a born Israelite, and that appeared after his, say, appeared last year, that condition would cause him to be outside the camp.
It would have to be examined and looked at and all that kind of stuff.
You understand? Now, what all I'm saying now here is the following bright spots are always considered clean. Those that one had before Torah. Those of a heathen when he became a convert. And those of a child when it was born. Now, what's the difference between those that one had before Torah and those of a heathen who became a convert?
Well, one was an Israelite and one was a heathen.
Right. You got it? Now, what does that mean?
Just like groves and things that where there things that have happened and you're...
Amen.
It's just the way I am.
There are conditions of your personality which to everybody else in the world would be defined as rebellion. Except here.
This is mercy.
That's incredible.
This is mercy.
Mm-hmm. To anyone in the... I'm going to pick on people right now. To anyone in the universe, Larry's response to me all these years would have been ultimate rebellion from a spiritual standpoint. Here it says it's clean.
Because it happened before Torah.
Because the condition... No. It's happened since it. The condition existed before. I mean, nothing excuses you, but in that which is expressed in you, if this is that which frees you from being a little robot or an oleite or some bullshit. Can you feel what I'm talking about? You may not be fully understand it.
Now, is this in that case, in Larry? If he tried to, if he held in what was there and tried to not be what he is, that would be raw flesh.
That would be his rebellion, yeah.
That's the rebellion. That's the raw flesh. That's
right.
Making the effort.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, otherwise everyone would be, like if you hit new converts with this new doctrine of, you know, rebelliousness, then everybody would just want to sit there and try and be nice and fit in or something. But this allows everyone to respond the way they are, as they are, and
in fact,
forces themselves.
Now, if the color of that bright spot changes and becomes dimmer, he's clean. But if the color changes and becomes brighter, then he's unclean. Okay, any man who plucks out the tokens of uncleanness or cauterizes
quick raw flesh transgresses the commandment.
Oh, you do a lot of that.
That's like a conscience seared with an iron.
Listen to me. And this is exactly what Paul was talking about. They have their consciences seared with an iron. Listen. Any man who plucks out, by his own strength, the tokens of his uncleanness, or cauterizes, you know what that means? It means to take a hot iron to raw flesh to make it stop bleeding. Or cauterizes the quick raw flesh, transgresses the commandment and is unclean.
See, just prolonging the inevitable.
Well, this is worse than just circumcising your flesh.
Yeah. This is trying to
because
hide.
This you know, it's the feelings are gone.
This is making a fair show in the flesh.
It wouldn't be a fair show in any other situation except Israel dealing with leprosy, because it would look even worse probably. But it would be not raw flesh, and so they would go have to pass you through or something.
Now, do you understand the spiritual significance of this? That means that you have, from this moment forward, absolutely no right to try to change yourself in any dimension ever again. If you do, you're declared unclean. Hallelujah. And this is what Paul was talking about, what John said. That they have their conscience seared or cauterized as with a hot iron.
Where is that?
3 or 4. They forbidding to marry, forbidding the eating of meat, giving heed to the doctrines concerning demons.
1 Timothy 4:2.
So it's just preoccupation with outward.
Well, but all those are the things. But the thing there is, it's the idea. Forget what I just said about Timothy. But hear me. You have from this moment forward, lost the right to change yourself. Totally. You've always didn't have it. You've never had it. But now, the instant you take it back in, you are cauterizing raw flesh. You're doing a far worse evil than you've ever dreamed of in the spirit. You understand? Now that man that has tried to change himself is unclean and outside the camp until the leprosy is spread through his entire system.
Part of his evil is he is unclean. He is a leper. He's trying to put on makeup or fix himself up to hide it so that by coming into the house, he infects everybody.
Yeah.
What about this situation I remember Jesus talking about, which apparently was an okay thing, where people would chop off like they're...
Just wait a minute.
Or we're jumping ahead.
Just wait a minute. We got to get to the cleansing of the leper before you can understand that one.
Well, in what Harry was talking about, that, you know, when you hide it, nobody thinks, you know, when you've hidden something that you're doing it as despite to everybody else, but that's the way it got to.
Yeah, but hear me. You don't have to ever again even think about it. I mean... You understand that much of the time that you're under, all that Pete has done since I've known him is cauterize his flesh by his own forced confessions. He runs around and thinks up stuff to confess. You don't...
All you have to do is remember that you're completely leprous and go on.
You're free! This isn't...
These are proofs of freedom.
Yeah, these are mind-blowing freedom. The world would never... I mean, not to anybody else. They never understand this. All right. If a man has a bright spot on his hand, and it was cut off, is accidentally cut off, his hand was cut off in an accident or something, then he's clean. But if he cuts it off intentionally, he becomes clean only after the entire thing is spread over his whole system.
So they couldn't get rid of leprosy by cutting off one part of the body?
You can't cleanse yourself. There's just no fixing it.
Because it was coming from within and not just, it was already in the body, all through the body, and just because it appeared on the hand, cutting the hand off wouldn't cure it.
Pay attention to this part of it.
Gosh, yeah, that's...
Okay, we're going to get... There's a whole other arena and a whole other realm that we'll enter into when we get to the cleansing portion. But for right now, just understand, if your hand is cut off in an accident or in war, when there were swords, that happened all the time. My hand is gone, but it had a bright spot. Or it had a scab. Now I'm clean. Because it was considered by the hand of God. But if I am unclean until my leprosy covers my whole body.
You might want to do it before anybody else saw it. So it might not have really been leprous anyway.
Yeah.
But if a thing came out that you had cut off your hand yourself, you'd be in worse shape. You'd never be clean. Because you'd never get all leprous because you didn't really have leprosy. So you'd just be sitting around outside the camp all your life.
That makes me think of, all the demon scaring and stuff like that. And, the mutilation that people do with themselves as a result of hearing a lot of doctrines about, that, it's a demon. We've got a demon about being in this place or that place. And
yeah, and an interesting, and I'm not going to try to duplicate this because it's like pages and pages. But if the bright spot was at the tip of one's foreskin, circumcision is permitted, even if it is performed later than the eighth day after birth. The reason is, and this is something we don't know anything about yet, but that the positive commandment regarding circumcision overrides the negative commandment about removing the uncleanness.
Wow.
Understand?
And the thing about this, that they don't say things like that if it doesn't really mean something. If it's not something to be revealed, that we're supposed to see something.
Oh yeah. What is it? What is the circumcision to be revealed? I gotta go to the bathroom. You can think about it.
I don't want to teach anymore, so take it, big guy.